You're listening to Hey Pal, What's New with John, Alex, and Greg. Hey Pal, What's New is a product of Sack of Sin Entertainment. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all other social media platforms. Hey Pal, What's New can be found on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all other podcast locations. Or check us out at sackofsin.com or heypalwhatsnew.com. Warning, Hey Pal, What's New contains explicit content. John, Alex, and Greg are a pair of vulgar Gen Xers. If you are easily offended, please stop listening and go download a nice tame podcast like
The Multiverse Fancast.
You have been warned.
You don't remember that?
No, I do.
I'm just waiting
for the screen to come on.
What screen?
I don't know. What about the hoverboard, sir?
They don't work unless you, on water unless you have power.
You got a power.
You got power. Shut up, McFly.
It's my eclipse glasses. The eclipse is coming.
Oh, I thought you were seeing a freaking 1980s 3D
Dude,
movie.
You can't see anything with these on.
No, look not straight into the sun. It's Hey Pal, What's New.
I did look into the sun with those.
Yeah, that's why you wear them. Oh, by the way, my name's Greg, and that's John Alex over there. And, it's. I think we're a little... I think I got contact something or other.
I don't know.
We're a little giddy today.
I'm giddy every day.
That's right, yeah, but we're in the season...
I just had a guy snake my ass.
Oh, boy, and we're going to get right into it. Speaking about Corey Feldman was right. Yeah, so we're in the CCC. It's Sunday night. Let's get right into it, man, because why freaking bury the lead? What's new with you there, sir?
What, 10 things are new?
Yes, they've grown.
Well, I talked last week about going to the other doctor and him going, well, you know, you got that one that does have to come out, and then I found two more just looking for that one.
Wow.
So then this time when I went yesterday down to the city to finally have like the big boy taken out.
That's
I got
right.
The big boy.
Did you get to keep it?
No. The guy said, you know why you're here? I was like, you're here to take some shit out of my ass.
Literally.
And then I apologized. I was like, I don't know how well that cleanse did, so I'm sorry if you see anything while you're in there. He goes, please, we've seen everything.
You might see a piece of corn or something. I don't know. You might see something. The kid and their boy. The shoe.
But they went in and took the one out, and then he's like, and we found 10 more while we were in there.
Did they multiply? They're like
and
fucking
like,
gremlins.
And he goes, and one of them was about as big as the other one.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, good thing you went up there, huh, Doc?
Yeah. I mean, it's like fucking you got mogwais in your asshole. They're just multiplying.
Like bats.
Did you feed it after midnight? That's what I want to know. You did.
I did, and I let him get wet.
That's all right. I'll kiss it and make it better. You'll be all right. Wow. Okay, so you're good now. You're out. You're clean.
I just got to go back again in a year.
Okay, so you're going once a year.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to shit my pants again once a year.
Yeah, I know. You were telling me. I was like, you got to fucking cleanse yourself again.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least your doctor's getting back to me. Back to you. Mine's just like, I'm in the fucking void.
Oh,
I'm like, I know my consultation's scheduled for March. Haven't heard shit, literally.
March is almost over.
I know. We got like a week left. It's going to be, one of those things where like they're going to send me a text the day before. Like, okay, so you're coming down, right? But it's local, so I wonder if I got the same guy as you. Hopefully not.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'll just spread my cheeks. Be like, what do you see in there, sir?
When you get his name, let me know. I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, because, you know, let's do my insurance. There. Yeah,
found one, missed the other 12.
Jesus
Christ. That guy.
But then the guy who did it the last time who got the big wiggler, I guess because he didn't go in far enough, he didn't see the other cats.
No, he was just going in to look at that one.
Yeah.
So,
jeez. Well, I'm glad everything's
cheese
okay.
And crackers.
Cheese and crackers indeed. So, yeah, that was your big week, huh? Just pulling out polyps?
Yep.
Nice.
And shit and blood.
Oh,
I sent my wife a picture afterwards when I wiped my ass. I was like, it was all blood. She's like, I was like, I think I got my period.
And look, your birthday's coming up in July. I'm putting it on the podcast right now. I am buying you a fucking tushy.
Oh,
you have to have one. It's a fucking game changer.
I hear.
That's why they call me One Wipe Charlie, because it's just you're just drying your asshole at that point. But it's good times, man. It's good times. Yeah.
What about you?
Mine wasn't that exciting. Well, Tuesday was my daughter Zoe's 18th birthday. Oh, period suck. Tell me about it. But look, honey, we got the tushy, so it cleans everything out. Even the old chicken cutlets. But anyway, speaking of chicken cutlets, no, I'm kidding. No, my daughter Zoe turned 18 on Tuesday. She's now an adult. It's a sad thing. I know you have kids that are older, but you get those notifications from, like, I got it from, like, Cash App and, like, the doctor and everything. It was like, well, she's an adult now, so you have access to nothing. I'm like, okay.
Boo.
You know, I made one of those freaking, you know, one of those slideshows, and was just sitting in my house like, so there was that, and then we went to go see Matilda, the high school, the new Fairfield High School, put on a presentation. Dude, let me tell you, it was like going to a freaking Broadway musical. I'm not being biased. Like, that brand new theater that they have.
Spend enough fucking money.
$80 million on that fucking school, you know, but... Yeah, I mean, but yeah, they did a phenomenal job. It was great. The sound, there was no sound problem. Everything was perfect. And my daughter Violet is also on tech, and she throws a body good because she had to go. There was the part where, if you've ever seen Matilda the Musical,
no,
there's one part where Miss Trenchmacher, I think her name was Trenchmacher. The fiddle faddle, whatever the fuck her name is. No, they're swing. There's one part where they swing the girl around, and in the Broadway, I've seen the Broadway one where they throw it, and she gets thrown up in the air. But, like, you know, they turn the lights off and come back. But they actually had like a harness, so they were spinning her around like this. And one of my daughters, my lovely Violet's job was they have this like scaffold, like you go all the way. It's way way up top in the up there. And her job was taking the dummy and throwing it down.
Nice.
So you just see the body going like this. They turn it off, and then everybody's doing this, looking around like, where's the body? And then you look in the corner, and then there's a dummy that just falls. And then the kid pops up like, hey, I'm all right. It was so good. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, normally you're like, okay. Because they always do the one play, like, I know Mandy's done it, too. I've seen his performances. It was, like, the first play is the dramatic play, and then the second one's the musical.
Right.
The dramatic one, we were, like, much ado about that. You're like, okay, this is all right. This is, yeah, I mean, they did a good job, but, like, I'm a sucker for a musical, let me tell you. Yeah, they were phenomenal. And Manal actually got to meet the ex-wife.
Oh, boy.
First time in, like, 3 years.
Wow.
I texted my mom. I was like, no blood was shed. Everything was okay. Actually, Jen was very nice. She's like, I got to give you a hug. And like, when I was like, okay. You know?
You saved me.
Yeah. You're like, get this fucking dude away from me. But yeah, no, everything was good. So yeah, just that tortellini and a little skeet skeet and watching movies and TV and all kinds of good stuff.
Trailers and TVs and...
Yeah, so you got anal. I didn't get anal, but I'm sure there's some news that we could talk about. John, you got any news?
This just in, Corey Feldman was right.
He is right.
We're going to say it multiple times tonight.
That's right. We're starting a hashtag. Hashtag Corey Feldman was... Oh, is Corey was right?
Corey was right.
Corey was right because...
Well, because... Go ahead, you tell it. It's your story to tell.
Well, apparently, you know, on the heypalwhatsnew.com, if you go onto the merch page, you can buy a Corey Feldman was right. We got our Jackpot Jordies. We got our Donger Delis. We got all the shirts. You know, awesome stuff. And I got a notification. Somebody bought a Corey Feldman was right shirt. Nice. I thought it was you.
Nope.
But I was like, oh, wow, somebody bought it. And then I got a notification saying, you can't sell Corey Feldman merchandise. We're like, what? We're supporting Corey Feldman. God damn it. So now we have to change it to Corey was right. So hashtag Corey was right. Maybe we'll put the hashtag on it. So whoever purchased that shirt, we love you. Buy yourself a Jackpot Jordies while you're at it, or maybe, you know. My new album's coming out in April. I got shirts for myself. I got a
Hamster shirt.
Oh, I'm a thirsty hamster.
That's right.
Now in tank tops.
Speaking of thirsty hamsters, Liam Neeson has commented about Qui-Gon's return to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he basically is like, I'm too damn old.
I'm
too busy doing Taken 7.
Jesus. I know, right? He's not too old to fucking... show a particular set of skills.
What was it you said before he became like the old man action stars?
Yeah, he's the old man action
star. He's the new old man action star.
He's like, I'll find you and I'll kill you.
I don't have to move fast.
I just, I'm the equal. It's like the fucking, what's his face? The Equalizer. All that shit. It's just, you know, it brings you back to like the 70s, like Mannix. Like, this fat fuck is an actual cop. You're like, what? How did that happen?
Donuts.
Donuts. Lots and lots of donuts. The father from Family Matters.
Powered by caffeine and donuts.
The father from Family Matters was a cop? Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. He's been trying, like, nobody's dead in Star Wars. He's like, oh, Mace Windu should come back. I'm like, slow down.
Well, Stranger Things news.
Ooh!
Will's got a new haircut.
Finally. Finally, they gave old Will Byer a fucking decent haircut. Because, like, we talked about it before we got a mic. I'm like, look, the 80s was a weird time. I had the Will Byer haircut in the 70s. But now it's like they're in the 80s, and, like, all the other characters have their decent hair, and he's still rocking the bowl cut.
Well, yeah, he's doing the old Beatles.
Yeah.
He's got the Beatles bowl cut, and now he's got, like, when the Beatles got out of the bowl cut time where it was, like, just a little scruffed up on top.
That's like the 8-year-old fucking haircut in the 70s. Like, that shit didn't roll in the 80s. Not that I know of. I mean, I've had some fucking shitty hair in the 80s to this day, but, you know, never a bowl headed curl. No, you got the wild man going on there. Still haven't shaved yet, huh?
No.
Keep it alive, man. It's been fucking cold. What the hell? It's supposed to be spring.
It was snowing the other day.
I know. What the God damn it. Punxsutawney Phil's a dick.
He is.
He's a dick.
Other Stranger Thing news,
Millie Bobby Brown.
Does she get married?
How old is she?
I don't fucking know.
Let's ask Siri here. Hey, Siri. How old is Millie Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown is 20 years old.
All right. So she's 20 and she's getting married? All right. Check her off the IMDb list, but still. Well, we'll get into that in the TV. Oh, boy. IMDb is your best friend when you're watching the Disney Channel.
She's apparently getting married to her boyfriend, John Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
Jake Bon Jovi. B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I.
It's Italian. Bon Jovi.
Okay. And because she's developed a relationship with the people on the show, she's got Matthew Modine officiating the wedding.
Vision Quest? Vision Quest is going to do it?
That's her. Papa.
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 Papa, can you hear me?
Papa. And that's about all the news I've got.
Yeah, we got fucking Vision Quest. Oh, yeah, man. We got a ton of other shit.
Yeah,
you know
why? Because you've got the button of what I want
to
get to.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to this because we had a run of these.
Now, hold on there 1 second here, young fella. I was thinking about maybe the two of us get down in the old pickup truck corner and hit one of them movie places where we can go sit down and eat a tub of popcorn and
jerk each other off.
Check out some preview.
Go down to the old trailer park and cornhole a few drunks. We'll get to that in TV. Sorry.
So first we had what? We'll just go right down my list here?
Yeah, let's just go down the list.
Okay, Penguin.
Not the Burgess Meredith Penguin. We're talking Colin Farrell.
I know a guy.
I mean, we have a little bit of difference opinion on this one because you were like, eh.
It doesn't get me really excited for it. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it looks more of like if anybody who didn't watch the Batman, it's just like some if I didn't watch or know the lore of Batman and I just saw this trailer, I'd be like, oh, cool. There's like a new mobster Sopranos like Godfather movie or show coming out. That looks cool. I mean, Colin Farrell's just transformed himself.
He says it's very, very violent.
Yeah, and it was funny because when I watched the trailer, Manal had never seen The Batman, and she didn't know that was Colin Farrell.
Oh.
And I was just like, can you believe that's Colin Farrell? And she's like, wait, what? That's fucking Colin Farrell? I'm like, hold on, let me show you the trailer. And because for some reason she never saw The Batman, and she's like, holy shit. Like, and I said the same thing. A lot of people have said it, like, couldn't you have just hired a big fat fuck?
I know.
What's the justice? I'm Gordon available. Was right, and big fat fucks like myself. You put a few warts on me, I could be the Penguin. for God's sakes. They got to get handsome Colin Farrell. But he fucking transforms himself in that movie. You're like, holy shit. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, if it's violent, if it's Sopranos kind of based.
They got my money anyway, so what does it matter?
Hopefully it's like the Book of Boba Fett that it should have been.
Okay.
Like, Book of Boba Fett should have been like this.
All right.
Gangsta.
Gangsta.
It should have been a gangsta show. Instead, we got fucking guys on mopeds. Don't ask me why. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. On the speeders.
The fucking Power Rangers on their fucking mopeds. I am Boba Fett. Boba Fett. Look, we know.
Look, we're getting Beetlejuice.
Not just Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Which, speaking of which, who was in there? You got,
you got Winona Ryder.
Hey, Siri. How old is Jenna Ortega? She's 21 years old. Okay, check her off the list.
You got Jenna Ortega. Jesus Christ, dude. You got Jenna Ortega. You got Winona Ryder. You've got Michael Keaton. You've got...
The juice is loose.
The juice is
loose. Hey, you like that, right? Let me tell you here. Hold on. I see The Exorcist 177 times.
Anybody want a segment?
All right, let me tell you here. Oh, that was pretty good. I love the fact it's... I'm very excited for this movie.
So I feel like, go ahead, you finish. I'll
going back to the Corey and the TV and all that stuff. I like how they killed Mr. Dietz.
Yes,
because he's a kid toucher. Yeah. We don't want him in the sequel.
That's right.
I think it was great. I mean, it was short.
So I'm guessing the premise of this is Jenna Ortega is the daughter.
Yeah, Winona Ryder's daughter.
Her father dies,
mm-hmm.
and they go back to the house to bury him.
Yep.
And her daughter finds the model in the basement and brings Beetlejuice back.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in.
Looks good. Yeah. I mean, they could be father.
Michael Keaton.
The juice is loose. I'll have to save that one. The juice is loose, baby.
My camera keeps cutting in and out, but I don't give a shit. This is too funny.
Oh, my God.
And then we've got Chubbo Award for me on this one, The Acolyte.
Yes. People are bitching about this shit, too. I'm like, can we have nice things?
What I like about this is like thousands of years before the fucking Luke Skywalker shit.
Yeah, it's supposedly 100 years before the Phantom Menace.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the dawn of the Sith. People are trying to figure it out.
Yep.
I've heard some people being like, it's very Scooby-Doo-ish. Like, you know.
So what?
I'm like, fucking, Star Wars was made for kids.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yep.
We got our Andors. This looks great. Lightsabers are back in Star Wars TV, so I'm happy about it. Well, we did have Obi-Wan, but...
And the one girl in it is Rue from Hunger Games.
You got Rue Dies, motherfucker.
Rue Dies.
And then you also got Trinity in there.
Yep.
So the rumor is that Keanu Reeves might be in this show.
What?
Whoa. I could see him. But then you got Trinity and... I don't want Neo in there, too. But
I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, it's still...
Maybe he's just got like a cameo.
Yeah. I think people are... I mean, because you got to figure it's totally away from the Skywalker saga, which is great. I mean, we'll probably get a Yoda.
Well, yeah, because Yoda was alive.
Yeah. And then who else? There was somebody else they were saying. But like, I don't fucking need that shit. I don't need it. I just want a completely new story. Want to hear about it gets me excited about the...
That's what this gives us the opportunity of a whole new story that's, like, not part of everything we've seen before.
Yeah, and, like, we always blow Screen Crush, but, like, they made a point of, like, this is super important because if this shit's the bed, all that other... Like, see, you need Star Wars, you need Skywalkers and Han Solos and stuff. It's like, please, be good. Let it be Andor good. Like, just let it be Andor good. We don't want it to be Obi-Wan good. I mean, I'm an Obi-Wan apologist.
I froze again.
Look at him, you're like,
girl.
Too bad. Wait, hold your face like that. Ready?
How will you explain that?
Anyway, so
yeah, we're speed rounding through this too.
Alien, Romulus.
Romulus.
Fede Alvarez. I didn't know Fede Alvarez was doing this.
Yes.
And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God, Fede Alvarez. And I sent it to you and I was like, dude, you see this shit?
He's going back to for me, the only Alien movies I like are the first two.
Right.
And this looks like it could have been pulled right out of the first Alien.
Yep.
That you know, we talk
well,
about
it's the practical effects and the practical sets. They said he's not using CGI for the creatures or the sets.
Yeah, if you're doing something like this, you want to make it where it's like, you know, you want to keep it in that 70s kind of aesthetic, right, where it's like, stay with the practical effects. Like, we'll talk about one of the movies I saw, which was totally practical effects, and it was awesome. But, yeah, a lot of people get a little freaking cranky about CGI, and I can't stand the CGI blood or the AI shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, but, you know, this, get back to the practical. Get, like, fucking Alien was a horror movie.
Right.
It wasn't, like, Aliens was more of, like, an action movie, and ever since then, it's been, like, pew, pew, pew action.
Right.
Fucking Alien, I remember. Do you remember when Alien first came out?
Yeah.
What was it, 70? It was right around Star Wars, right? Yeah. 77, maybe? I don't know. Somebody double check.
I didn't see it.
Maybe it was 1980? No, but I remember seeing that fucking poster and being scared shitless and watching it eventually, and it scared the shit out of me. You know. Oh, it was 1979. All right, okay. So I was 8.
Yeah, you were 8 and I was 7.
But I remember it was one of those things where...
Old enough for Charlie Sheen.
Oh, boy, TV. Keep going. Don't worry, we're getting there. We're all excited about the TV portion of this movie, this show. We get back to Alien. Yeah, I mean, because I remember Star Wars was 77.
Right.
So Alien was what, 79, it said?
Yeah.
So... I'm already fucking jacked up on Star Wars stuff, and I see Alien, and I'm thinking to myself, I want to see that. That's like that. My parents were like, fuck no, you're not. And granted, these are the same parents that took me to see Saturday Night Fever in the theater. So, Ooh. Yeah. But I remember eventually watching it on VHS and being like, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
So, Fede Alvarez, I mean, between the Evil Dead remake, which I made you watch, which you loved.
Which I loved.
And Don't Breathe, if you ever get a chance to watch Don't Breathe, that's a great fucking movie. Horror movie. Don't Breathe 2. Don't watch it. It's not that good.
Skip it.
They did a fucking Terminator 2, and they tried to make the bad guy the good guy, and you're like, no, that ain't gonna fly. If you've seen the first Don't Breathe, shit, man, that guy is not good. Like, wow. You can't make him good. So, yeah, I'm super excited about that one. So,
And then there was a new trailer for Monkeyman.
My girlfriend's secret boyfriend, Monkeyman. Right. A little bit more of the same.
Yeah. I think we get a little more of, like, where he came from.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was, like, you know, these guys killed his family. It's a revenge tale.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
and
you know,
he tries to get his revenge and fails and then gets all kung fu'd out.
It's like an Arabic John Wick.
The Monkey Man.
The Monkey Man. We should always play that whenever.
And then a big incestuous boner for House of the Dragon season 2.
I love how they did two trailers. They did one trailer for the one family and one trailer for the other family.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they did it on like the perspective of the Targaryens and then the perspective of the other
Targaryens.
Yeah, the Targaryens, the one family and then the other.
Right.
My sweet boy Daemon's side and then the other side.
I have to rewatch. I only saw the one.
Yeah, they put it. If you see it, they actually released them separately, but there are some where it was like,
how will you explain that?
You gotta watch because I keep going, I'm frozen again.
Let it go, let it go. it's like, we won't get into that. Whoa. I swear, we're getting to that part. Okay. Anyway, we had to get through all these trailers because, dude, it made me excited, like all the fucking trailers.
I'm excited about House of Dragon season 2, and that's coming soon, correct?
That's in June.
June?
So we got Monkeyman in April.
April Monkeyman.
House of Dragons in June.
Alien, I forget when all the rest of these
I come. Think Alien is like August, I want to say.
Okay.
Acolyte's June.
Yep.
Penguin is fall. Beetlejuice is obviously like fall, winter.
Is it?
Like scary season, probably. I don't. They just said 2024. They didn't say when, but I'm pretty sure it's coming out in the. Let's take a look.
There's the September 5th.
Oh, okay, so kind of close.
September.
No, there's Jeffrey Jones, not in Beetlejuice. No shit. Can't touch ya.
Jeffrey Jones not in Beetlejuice, despite Easter egg.
I love that.
Why is he not? Because he's a kid. Wait, where is it? That's why.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was funny because I thought about that when that trailer, when they're talking about the Beatles, I'm like, well, obviously Mr. Dietz isn't going to be in it, but his wife is in it, which is cool.
Yep.
You know, so Jenna Ortega could totally pull off Winona Ryder's kid. They looked similar. Yeah, so that's a ton of trailers that came out. So we have some movies, too. You saw two. I saw one.
I saw Ghostbusters 3.
Did Busting make you feel good?
Yeah, it did. Busted. Was it Ghostbusters Afterlife? Or no, Frozen Empire. It was not. It was a Ghostbusters movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how they kind of Finn Wolfhard is hardly even in it.
That's what I heard. Yeah, he's like,
I think he's on screen for maybe like 5 minutes.
He's probably too busy doing fucking Stranger Things or something. Yeah, he's a big star now. You got to put fucking Patton Oswalt in there and fucking Kumail Nanjiani or whatever his name is.
I'm frozen again.
Oh, wait, hold on.
How will you explain that? A dead man in your bed still smelling of cum.
I'm stuck.
And I love as soon as I do it, you turn it back. Is there something wrong going on here?
I don't know. My phone is funky.
I don't know. It's fine. It's giving us entertainment.
Let me see. Give me the phone, motherfucker.
Hold on a second. I'll riff while you're freaking playing with yourself. Yeah, so Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you expect? It's a Ghostbusters movie.
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Bustin' always makes me feel good, as evidence of this weekend. Skeet, skeet.
Oh, skeet, skeet.
Yeah.
I gave it 3 pals because it gives you the nostalgia. It's a fun watch. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deny that. The story just seemed like, very weak.
I mean, there's not too... With a Ghostbusters movie, it's like, not too many places to go. I was excited that they were coming back to the firehouse and they were going to take over that stuff. They're kind of pushing the new Ghostbusters. I mean, it all depends. Depends on if this kind of takes off, which I think when I heard it was like at like 45 million this weekend.
Yeah. Well, people are going to see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got legs. It's got legs. It'll go. I mean, I'm going to go see it this week, hopefully.
For the fun factor, I gave it the 3 out of 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And then I saw, I don't even know how to describe this movie. Roadhouse. it wasn't that horrible. Let's put it this way. It was better than I expected.
It looks like a fun romp. I heard fucking Conor McGregor just fucking chews the scenery and just ruins it at the end.
But... Oh, yeah, he does. And then I look at
him. Hello, fellas.
And then I look at him. I'm just like, his head is so fucking big. What is he taking, fucking Barry Bonds fucking vitamin mix?
I don't know. Well, he's been out of the game for a while after he freaking shattered his leg. So, I mean, I still love Conor McGregor. Conor's the best.
Yeah.
He's just a prick.
That's what he does.
Who the fuck is this guy? You got to love Conor.
He reminds me of half my family.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Half fucking.
It's the Irish.
Yeah. Just a pissed off drunk Irishman. Yeah. I mean, why not?
A little fucking leprechaun.
You don't fuck with fucking
Irishmen. But he is fucking huge right in that movie. Like his, and I'm not kidding. His head looks fucking ginormous.
He's got almost like, like my father before he passed. He was very heavy, but he had tiny little chicken legs.
Yeah.
He's got tiny little chicken legs, and he's like this.
Conor misses leg day.
He's like, hey, fellas. Like, what the fuck?
He's like fucking Popeye. He's going to be Popeye in the new Popeye movie.
That would actually be good casting.
Who are you?
I can see him. Like,
who the fuck are you?
Oh, this movie is embarrassing.
Oh, God. So those are the two movies. I gave it 2.5 pals just because it was fun to watch, and I expected it to suck giant donkey dick.
Like people were all pissed off in the beginning. Like, why didn't you put it in the theaters? That's why. You've seen it. And now you know.
I've seen it.
Now you know. I mean, it looked, the trailer looked
cool.
It
was a punchy movie. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal's freaking ripped.
Yeah.
He's ripped like a mom. I don't know how these people do it. I guess, being an actor and not doing anything except lifting weights all day.
You can hire a personal trainer who wakes you up and goes, here, pick this up and put it down.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, kids.
That's right.
That's right.
So what movie did you see?
I actually caught right before the podcast. I finally watched, it's a little late to the party. It was out for a couple of months, but I saw When Evil Lurks.
Oh, okay.
Now, this was a movie that came out a couple of months ago, 2023. I'm a big fan of that channel, Dead Meat, and they have their Dead Meat Horror Awards.
Okay.
And Dead Meat was, blowing this movie. Like, oh my God, it's so good. They won all these awards. And I'm like, then I saw it was subtitled. It was a foreign film. I'm like, okay. I mean, they have to pay attention to the screen.
Yeah. No, the phone factor is zero.
The phone factor is definitely zero unless you want to just hear something and go, what the? But I caught it. It was on Shudder. It's a Shudder original,
okay,
apparently. But was it in the movie? I don't think it was in the theaters, but it's definitely on Shudder if you want to watch it. Because I have the AMC player. Now, I got that again because of Walking Dead.
Michonne!
We'll get to that too. But man, this movie, at first I was watching it and I was like, okay, it's subtitled. I got to pay attention. I wanted to have something in the background, but yeah. I was like, all right. My God, I don't know if this was going in. But like the premise is that it's there was this guy that they come in and the mother and the son were like, oh, you gotta help my father. My father has just been sick and he's been hiding him. He's this big, huge, bloated, like just pussing, like just and they call him they say he's the rotten. He's a rotten, and we got to get rid of this guy. The people were like, whatever, we got to get rid of this guy because he's bad juju, right? They end up just dumping him. They're just like, fuck it, we'll just dump him somewhere, just far away from us. And apparently the lore is that this curse, it's kind of like a curse, the rotten, anytime you kill one of these people, you get possessed, and then you take over, and then you have to kill somebody else, and it's like this flipping going around. It's a big long lore of right. it, but there are three scenes in this movie. I'll give you this warning: if you don't like animals getting killed and you don't like children getting killed, my advice: do not watch this movie.
Okay,
because they go for it. They go for it fucking hard. I will tell one. I told you one scene where apparently this goat. They have this goat farm, and there's a black sheep, like the black goat of the family, like you know the evil alpaca, whatever it is. I called it. Apparently it died, but then they wake up the next morning and that goat is still there. Right. So the husband and that owns the farm and his pregnant wife go and they see this goat and they're like, holy shit, we didn't get rid of the rotten. Cause I guess these people were living on their farm.
Right.
So now they're convinced this curse is taking over. Look, the evil goat came back and like, you know, he's like, that's fine, we'll kill it. He's got a shotgun. And they're like, no, they say you're not supposed to kill it because if you kill it, then it transfers the possession. This goat, talk about great acting for the goat. He comes walking up to the... And just puts his head on the freaking thing like, go ahead, kill me. So the guy just like freaks out and blows the goat's head. Blows it, he dies, the goat falls to the ground. And then the pregnant wife is freaking out. She's like, I can't believe you did that. And he's just like, I don't know what to do. The pregnant wife runs over to like a log, grabs a hatchet, and just sticks it right in the guy's head.
Nice.
So now she's possessed. Kills the guy. I mean, graphic, right in the face. And then she proceeds to fall to her knees and just start hacking her own face like this. Oof. And graphic, they're not pulling it away. Just poof, poof. To the point where she starts to die, and then she just kind of falls over. And that's how it starts. And you're like, and then once that one scene started, I was like, okay, I'm in. I put the phone down. I'm like this the whole time. So I highly recommend it. If you're weary about animal death and children death, and I mean, I just want to tell you all this shit about it because it's so good.
No, I'm going to watch it. Watch it,
and
I
then...
I just downloaded it, so I'm going
to
watch it.
Come back to me and say, you know, Corey Feldman was right. So anyway, yeah, that's When Evil Lurks. I give it a solid 4 out of 5 pals.
Nice.
It was like, you know, between that and Late Night with the Devil I want to see, which we got our Tolly's take on it, and he was kind of about it. There's that other one we talked about, Immaculate. Yep. Is that the Monday movie?
No. I didn't wind up going to the Monday movie.
No, but you said this Monday is, tomorrow is horror, isn't it?
Yeah. So it can't be Immaculate because that's already out.
Oh, that's
there's,
true.
What is it, the spider movie or something like that?
Hopefully not Madame Web.
No. There's like some spider movie that's coming out that's a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
About this kid who's got like a pet fucking evil giant spider or some shit.
Nice. No, I heard Immaculate is fucking crazy good too. So
that's what's her name?
Sydney Sweeney,
who is in Madam Web.
Yep. So
TV.
Where do we want to start? Do we want to bury the lead, or we just want to let's get right to the fucking
quiet on the set? On it's on Max, right?
Yes, it was on Max.
Now look, heavy spoilers here, people. I don't know how much of a spoiler it can be if, like, it's all over the internet now. Why not?
Spoil. Give it a full. Okay, so now you've been warned. Pull down your pants, everybody.
This was the behind the scenes documentary show, sort of like that talks all about the shit that followed Dan Schneider, old creepo.
Now let's talk about this. Dan Schneider, definitely a creepo. I think he, out of the three, he's the least creep.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Near the end, everybody's like, Dan Schneider's a piece of shit. Dan Schneider's a fucking creep. Which he was. He was definitely a creep. But when you hear these other two people that got involved, you're like, Schneider just has a foot fetish. Who gives a shit?
He didn't fuck kids.
No, he didn't fuck any of the kids. Apparently, everybody was just like, he was a tyrant on set.
Sure.
And he liked to put a lot of inappropriate shit into the shows, which, watching back on it, we're like, I know we talked and we were texting back and forth. I was like, I don't remember.
How did I not notice Jamie Lynn Spears getting shot in the face with a load of jizz?
That and the one
is
with
that her name, Jamie Lynn Spears?
Yeah, and then freaking Ariana Grande pouring the water over herself.
Or her grabbing the potato going, give me the juice. Oh, give me the juice.
Pickle Man? Who was the fucking kid toucher was Pickle Man.
And he's fucking Ray Romano eating his pickle.
Ah, come on.
Ah, no.
Deborah, I don't like pickles.
I was like, how do you not see him sticking a pickle through the door hole as a fucking glory hole?
Yes.
And then Ray Romano on the other side eating it. Ray Romano sucks dicks through glory holes. That's what I got from that.
Corey Feldman was right. And
Ray Romano sucks dicks in the glory hole.
Which, I mean, come on. Of course he did.
Actually, Hello. Ray Romano's on the receiving end of it. Well, is that the giving or receiving?
He was taking the pickle.
So is that? Are you giving or are you receiving? Are you receiving the pickle or are you giving a blowjob?
You're giving the pickle satisfaction. That's a good question. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
That's right.
Or Corey Feldman. I don't know.
Let's put it this way. It's Ray Romano in the barrel.
Yeah, Ray Romano. Yeah, but dude, like they came. I mean, first of all, dude, fucking background checks.
Yeah.
Please. Let's get our friend on the phone that we know. Well, I'm not even going to say his name. I don't even want him involved in this whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. But
okay.
We have a friend that works at Nickelodeon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We should ask him. I'm like, how did you do? Come on.
How did he?
Sir.
Do better.
Do better. He was New York City.
Yeah.
He wasn't
it's all the LA. Dan Schneider shows. And some of those my kids didn't even watch. Like, my kids did watch iCarly, of course. Drake and Josh.
Yep.
I don't think they watched that one, The Amanda Show.
No, The Amanda Show and all that and stuff was before my kids' time.
Right.
My kids definitely watched Victorious and Sam and Cat, which that was always the joke of, looking them up on IMDb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, some of them were like, I feel weird watching this
because
I'm kind of like...
Well, that was part of the thing of the documentary was these shows were taking these, like, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls and sexualizing them for everybody watching the show and trying to pass it off as though, like, oh, come on. What Amanda Bynes' character was Mrs. Taint?
Yeah, Mrs. Taint. And they got away with it because the guy was so... He was like the golden boy.
Yeah.
He could not do no wrong.
He had the Midas touch. Every fucking show he made turned to gold.
What? I don't even want to watch that.
What is it?
I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
My kids are texting weird shit. But yeah, dude.
But then it all turns around and fucking we find out that the one voice coach, Brian Peck, no relation to Josh Peck, was fucking giving it to Drake Bell, raping Drake Bell for...
Poor Drake Bell, man.
Oh, man.
You could tell.
That was a gut punch, too. I was like, I didn't know it was him.
No, I mean, that was the first time he came out and talked about all this stuff. We've heard about the... was the inappropriate stuff, but there was never talk of, like, kid touching.
Right.
You know, Dan Schneider definitely was, I mean... Well... Play this one. I mean, he was a creep.
Yeah.
He had a foot fetish. He was definitely into, he was a little too close with Amanda Bynes and all
that
stuff.
Had a power fetish with being like the most powerful guy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But
he, I mean, he was just, he put out inappropriate stuff, but the people that, I mean, they didn't say that they hired him. So they just.
There was four in total. There was Dan Schneider being a creep and a tyrant, but then there was like the PA.
Yep.
Who was sending dick pics to the freaking kids. And then they found a massive stash of fucking child porn on his computers and shit.
Ugh.
And then there was the other guy who I don't know what he did, but he was like a stagehand or some shit like
there
that.
There was a stagehand. There was the vocal coach.
And then there was the big bad.
The vocal coach was the one that was banging Drake Bell.
Yeah. And which, what a fucking piece of shit his mom is. And I'm sorry. Like, I almost, his dad, too. What a dick his dad. Like,
oh, my God. Well, no. I felt bad for Drake's dad because he was the one that was saying, this guy's a fucking creep.
Right.
He was, like, staying away. But, like, that guy was just getting into Drake's head saying, your dad's bad. He's too protective. Right. But talk about Corey Feldman was right. Fucking Drake's dad was right.
Drake's dad was right.
That's the next shirt. And I felt so bad for him because once he got emancipated, he was like, fuck you, dad, I want you out. But then he was right. He was right. He knew that he was a fucking creep.
Yep.
And Drake just passed him off. And then the mother could give two shits. Yeah, stay over at his house. She's the one that should be fucking.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Buried under the fucking jail.
Why isn't she on this fucking documentary? Where is she?
Hopefully she's just, you know. I didn't know.
I didn't know. Well, that's like that.
You don't send your teenage kid to a grown man's fucking house.
Yep.
That looks like goddamn Neverland Ranch. You know, with all his fucking. And he had the fucking. Oh, my God, guys. He had the painting from fucking Gacy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He had the Walter painting.
Oh, my God. Well, and then, like, I don't know if you were reading the court documents that were going by in the background.
Mm-mm.
When they were talking
well,
about
some
it.
Of
it's
it,
like,
yeah.
It's like oral copulation, penetration with object. I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck was he doing?
That
to
poor
kid?
Guy. The poor kid.
And when Drake's like, look, think of the worst thing you could think of, the worst thing imaginable. And that's what he did to me.
Yeah. So that's why we keep talking about Corey was right, because he came out with that freaking horrible documentary.
And I think that guy was one of the people Corey fucking talked about, too.
Corey, everybody's like, yeah, 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 fucking you're a weirdo. You're fucking stupid.
And all the fucking people who wrote letters in support of the guy. Oh, victim blaming, being like, oh, he must have been really tempted. How those people gross. Who like wrote letters in support of that guy still have careers, that just tells you all you need to know.
It just shows you that the whole Hollywood system is just fucked.
Yep.
It's just fucked.
Well, on a much more pleasant note, I watched that show on Netflix, The Three Body Problem. I thought it was going to be some sort of murder show.
Yeah, I mean, tell me what I keep hearing about Three Body Problem.
And it's this whole, like, I don't even know how to describe it. There's this alien species from another planet that contacts Earth, and the one woman's like, yeah, come on down to Earth and take over. Invites them to take over.
Can't beat
them, like,
join them.
Helping them come to Earth, and it's like, you know, it's going to take them 400 years. But then they start trying to figure out, like, how to stop them. And there's two groups, this cultish group that's like, yay, the aliens are coming. The aliens are coming. And then the group that's like, no, they're coming to take over.
Yeah. And they said it's going to take 400 years to get there?
Yeah.
Do they have like a fucking easy pass or something? Like,
no, they're flying fast.
If somebody's saying, hey, the aliens are coming in 400 years, I'd be like, okay, who gives a shit? They ain't going to get here in my lifetime.
I love this. It's another one of those Netflix shows that I always say Netflix fucking does is like, you get to the end and you're like, wait, that's it? Like, that's it?
No. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now I got to wait. My Anastasia told me, she's like, well, it's a book series, Dad. Did you know that? It's based on a book. And I go, really? And she goes, yeah. She goes, like, three books in the series. I go, okay, I guess I'm reading those books because I need to know. I need to find out what the fuck happens.
Yeah, wait 5 years for the next season two if anybody watches it. So
that was the only other new show I watched.
Yeah, we talked about Invincible. I got back on the Invincible train.
Yeah, and I'm kind of off the Invincible train. It's kind of I've lost interest in it.
I did for a while, too.
Especially
like,
with as you termed him, the
baby grimace.
Baby grimace.
Baby grimace. We got into a whole thing before, Mike. We should have recorded it. But Yeah, I mean, they started the new season. I read ahead of the I read the comics ahead of time.
Right.
Because I did at the one point. I was like, I just want to know what's going on next. And it took forever for the next for season three. So I was like, let me just keep reading. So they're very faithful to the comic adaptation. So if you've read the comics, there's going to be no – it's not like Walking Dead. There's no deviation.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about, just a quick synopsis here. Invincible's dad was a superhero, turned out to be a bad guy. Now he's gone. Mm-hmm. Invincible gets his invitation to come help this planet. He gets there, finds his dad.
Yep.
Has fucked this, like, purple cricket lady. And has a kid. That looks like a baby Grimace.
A baby Grimace. That now I want to know how fucking J.K. Simmons and a cricket fucked, but and came out.
She's like, I rub my legs together.
Oh God, no!
I don't know biologically how that works, but
I don't know.
And now the cricket lady dies. They get attacked by the Viltrumites because they find out
that Nolan's there.
Nolan is there. Omni-Man is there,
mm-hmm.
and kill everybody, take him away, but the baby lives, and the mother's like, take him to Earth.
You must save your brother.
And he's like, okay.
And the poor mother finds out that, like, the Omni-Man basically was like, well, we were married, but I kind of consider her like a pet, you know?
Yeah.
So when he leaves, she gets into the fucking alcohol. She's she's all fucked up. And then here comes the son is back after like 3 or 4 months
with a baby
with Grimace
with
baby Grimace and going I don't know how to take care of this thing, and then she ends up taking care of it.
I'll take care of it, Mom. I hate to tell you, but dad fucked a cricket, and this is their baby.
Yeah, this is my bastard brother.
This is Jon Snow.
Yeah, Jon Snow. You know, it's a fucking. I was like, okay. I mean, it's still gory as fuck. It's keeping my interest a little bit. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to wait to see what's next. I'm just like, cool. I'm glad I watched
it. I'm watching it. The phone factor is at fucking 10.
Yeah, the phone factor is pretty high. Very similar to another show we could talk about, which was X-Men 97.
Yes.
Which I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I watched the first episode and I was like, yeah, I don't know.
It was funny because I did watch Invincible first and then watched X-Men 97 and I was like, well, at least Invincible's got all the gore and the crazy shit, but, like, this doesn't have it, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm like, I like the idea that Charles is dead. They followed
dead?
The...
Wait, he's dead?
He's dead, you see. And then... I don't have that button.
You don't.
No. Yikes. We still got it in. Charles Xavier bites a fucking moose knuckle, and...
Cyclops, who's, I know, right?
I love biting.
I'll bite a moose knuckle.
I'll bite it like one of those fucking Kong toys. Gar, gar, gar. Anyway,
a chew toy.
Yeah. Gar, gar. So anyway, Charles is dead.
Charles is dead.
And Cyclops takes over. Which, by the way, Cyclops is a fucking wiener. I can't stand Cyclops. Man. And it's definitely cartoony. It's kind of one of the reasons I don't watch. It's funny how I talk about I don't watch fucking animation because I feel like it's baby cartoony. I'm watching Invincible, Bad Batch,
yeah.
That fucking X-Men 97. I'm like, yeah. I guess I like fucking animation now. Which even Bad Batch, we'll probably just end up talking about it when it's over because it's so far back. I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, next time I mean, it's kind of like Invincible. I'm like, all right, if I catch it. Like, if I'm on YouTube and somebody goes, oh, here's all the Easter eggs. I'm like, oh, shit, that show's on.
And that's what I'm doing. It. I'm not even watching it. Now I'm just watching the recap.
Yeah, but I like the whole fact that, you know, they don't know what to do, and Cyclops is trying to take over, and then all of a sudden Magneto is, like, going in, but everyone's like, Magneto's a fucking, he tried to kill us all. Now he's the good guy and trying to prove himself, because there was always that balance in X-Men where, you know, Charles was like, you know, the mutants and the humans can live together, and Magneto was always just like, fucking humans are fucking peasants to us. We should be the rulers.
Yeah.
But now he's just kind of like, well, Charles wanted me to do this, so I'm going to do it. And everybody's just kind of like, I don't know about this Magneto guy with his big fucking M on his shirt.
And his long locks.
And he was banging Jubilee. Was it Jubilee that he was banging? No. What the fuck? He was banging one of them. I know that.
Yeah.
Not Jubilee. Jubilee's too young.
Yeah,
Jubilee's
I was going
to
say.
We're getting back to, you know. Magneto was not banging anybody. No. Well, he was banging some. No. Rogue? I think it was Rogue.
Rogue.
Which she's a little bit older.
Yes, he was, because he was able to find a way using his powers to negate her powers so that they could be together. Make a friction.
Yes, they were able to
start the sparks.
Which poor Gambit's just like, what the fuck, man? Throws a card. He's like, I want to get laid. Can't touch Rogue's puss. Can't do it. Because you're going to turn into a fucking, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that's the kind
of shit. Speaking of getting laid, there was a lot of getting laid on fucking Walking Dead this week.
Did you watch this?
I did.
You did watch today's episode. Did. Yeah, so we can get into it. Yeah, so we'll just.
For talking heavy spoilers on this. Because I don't care.
So old bullheaded fucking Jadis beat.
Jadis.
She fucking eats it.
She eats it.
But we get a Father Gabriel.
Father Gabe.
Has seven sons. Seven sons had Father Gabriel.
And you know, I kept thinking that Rick was, they were going to run into him in the woods.
I was hoping for some sort of reunion
kind
of thing.
And there's no other reunions going on here yet. And next week's the last episode.
I mean, if Daryl Dixon got season two. And Dead City got a season two.
Right.
You know those fuckers are going to get, because that's the best one out of the three.
Right.
So we're not going to get any kind of reunion, which kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Unless we do. I don't know. I thought it would have been cool if it was, because they kept showing, you know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, because Jadis was meeting with Peter
forward.
Gabriel. was meeting with Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. Father Gabriel.
Father Gabe.
Sledgehammer. So they were meeting every year, and she was kind of confessing to him, and they had that relationship, because they did a... Dude, Father Gabriel gets in all the puss.
Oh, yeah.
He got Jadis puss. He got fucking Rosita.
Rosita.
With his one eye. With his old milky eye.
Old milk eye.
He must be fucking... Anyway.
Old one eye gave her the one eye.
Seriously. But I thought when they did show after Jadis was eventually killed...
Right.
That, you know, Father Gabriel went and he waited and nobody showed up.
Right.
I thought if fucking Rick and Michonne showed up and was like, hey, pal, you know, like, I know you were looking for Jadis, but she kind of ate it back there.
No, and now they're going back to the Civic Republic.
Yeah, they want to get the dossier.
Dossiers. And Rick wants to get the whole inside skinny from John Locke. What the fuck
is
his name? I always remember him as
Senator Beal.
I always remember him as John Locke on Lost.
Yeah. So yeah, it should be. And yeah, they only have one episode left, and so they have to do a season two. If they don't fucking reunite with RJ and Judith, I'm gonna be pissed.
In this episode, in this season?
No, not this season. But I'm just saying, eventually, they have to.
You know what I like though? I feel like this show is like back to what The Walking Dead was.
Yeah.
That last season was like, what?
Yeah, and what did they call the, the ramen noodles that it was? It was like...
Delicious, no.
It was something nudes.
Yeah, because on my instant nudes,
yeah.
On my, on Call of Duty,
yeah.
They have a gun set that's instant nudes, but what was it? It was delicious nudes or something
that. Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah, we'll have to look it up, but... Yeah, they were gonna give him that one group that shows up, and they're just like, they gave him the noodles like that found. They found like a fucking whole truck full of noodles.
They were
like, yes, you know.
Rick's got a backpack full of noodles.
Yeah, he's just running around with a fucking backpack full
of
noodles.
And that's how fucking Jadis found him. I followed your noodle packets, dummy.
Yeah, they're just throwing.
He left them like breadcrumbs.
Oh God, it was so funny. But yeah, Jadis. Yeah, I was kind of shocked that she ate it.
Oh yeah. Well, we're watching it, and I think I've told this, the guy Philip, who I know from working at the camp over the summers, he did one of the zombies on this.
Yeah.
He does multiple times, it looks like, from his pictures, but every time like a zombie attacks somebody or gets killed, they go, oh, Philip! No, not Philip!
No.
Philip, why'd you do that? He was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I don't know which one of them's Philip, so I'm just going to assume every one of them's
Could you
Philip.
Draw a pee on your head or just, you know...
Put your glasses on, Philip.
Yeah, but they save that group. There's like three people.
Yeah.
And they just pull a gun, and they're both like, dude, they were talking about
we
the fucking...
roll this back.
Yeah. I'll take it back now, please. But like, yeah, the fucking... And I think Screen Crush said it again. The fucking side eye.
Oh yeah, the
he's starting to do the Bernthal freaking head tilt. Like when he was holding that Colt Python.
I miss my Colt Python.
It's so weird because like Michonne has a stick.
She's got a piece of rebar.
Yeah, she doesn't have her sword. She better get her sword back. And
she's going to find a sword.
Rick doesn't have.
No, you know what? When they go back to the Civic Republic, she's going to steal that fucking guy's sword.
I better see a fucking her and Beale fucking like ching, Last ching, Jedi ching. Fucking ching ching, like a whole lightsaber battle or whatever. But yeah, when he holds the gun over there, he's just like, he's got the fucking tilt. You're like, oh, Rick's back, dude.
Yep.
He is just.
There's Rick.
And he's just, he keeps calling her Anne. He's like, I'm not the garbage person. I'm Janus. You're like, oh, whatever.
But her real name is Ant.
But they did the whole flashback. They even threw a little fucking World Beyond in there, and they showed a little Huck.
Yeah.
A little Huck action. So, yeah, I can't believe there's one more episode, which sucks. But, yeah, they'll do a season two. They have to.
Yeah.
They have to at this point.
Well, I think that's it for TV.
Wow. We got through a lot of stuff, man.
You're ready for...
Yeah.
Your rant?
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to do? There was a dead silence.
I know, right? Yeah. So, boobies indeed, everybody. We got a freaking... I've started to do, like, a new thing now on our music news where I get into a rant. This week's music rant... is about all you fucking 70-year-old goddamn legendary bands. John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yes. I saw something recently. Now, these bands, I get it. They've, you know, John Cougar, I made a joke about when I talked about the time I saw Peter Gabriel. They go on to these long-ass diatribes. Like, they're doing, like, storytellers now at these shows. Where it's like, and the comment that I put on our page was, we get it. You lived a life. These 70-plus-year-old legends want to be storytellers during concerts. Write a book then. Shut the fuck up and play Rudy Toot Toot for the $300 ticket I paid for.
That's right.
Because he recently did a show, and he goes on these long diatribes. And we see all the legendary bands talking about, like, everybody wants to hear about your story. So I sent you the clip. I don't. We have it on the page. You can look it up. But basically, he's talking. He's doing this long diatribe about his grandmother and all this other shit. And then there was a silence. And then somebody said, "Shut the fuck up and play more music."
Let's see. Can I play this?
Yeah. See if you can play it.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not playing. Hold on. Give me a minute. Continue.
I'll yeah, but anyway, side. So he gets all bent because somebody yelled out, like, just keep playing music or something like that. And he's just like, what the hell you think I've been doing, cocksucker? And he gets up. He does a bullshit fucking Jack and Diane for, like, a minute, and then he goes, I'm done. And he just walks off.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm just like, it's bands, we know. Like, we want to come and see the hits, man. I don't want to go see John Cougar Mellencamp storytelling. All right, here it is.
Well, I shouldn't have said that, because here came that little arthritic finger right in my face, and she went, it's just like you, buddy, to be a
what's
smart
he fucking wearing, coveralls?
When I'm talking to Jesus. And then it got real quiet.
Why don't you play some music?
Okay, Karen.
What do you think I've been doing, you cocksucker?
How much people pay to come see this?
That's all I'm saying.
Now, here's the thing.
I don't need to hear that.
Now, I get it. Some bands are like, you know, I'm an artist. You know, I've been doing this for 50 years. It's like, dude, if I went and fucking paid $300 to go see John Cougar, bitch, you better play fucking The Authority song or fucking Scarecrow and shut the fuck
up. You better take audience requests.
Yeah. Like, don't give me, like, here, you know, there's the big joke of, like, The worst thing a crowd wants to hear.
Kevin's like, was he sitting in a rocking chair? No, he was not. Like, he was standing.
He gets up and he just starts playing like, and he goes, that's it, I'm done. And he walks off 9 songs into his fucking set.
Jesus.
And you're like, dude, you're, I mean, I love John Cougar Mellencamp songs. They're great. They're all awesome. But if you advertise a show about, this is my, like fucking Bruce Springsteen did it on Broadway. Now, right. You know what you're getting because he's going to talk about Jersey and whoa, 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 and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see fucking Peter Gabriel or John Cougar Mellencamp or something. They sound great, but like, dude, I don't want to hear about your fucking stories. Write a book. Do a Storytellers. If you said it was Storytellers, then I know what I'm getting into.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's my rant. I get off my soapbox. Clouds. Yeah, fucking clouds. Yeah, yelling at clouds. Yeah, by the way, black storms turn into pink clouds coming out April 19th.
Oh.
So going into the music here, there really wasn't that much that was out there. Interesting stuff. I mean, we got another Pearl Jam song, which is actually, I mean, it's heavy, I want to say. It's called Running. I was pleasantly surprised. Their last album was really good. They've plugged their guitars back in.
I think I'm over Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I mean, they went through, I can't sit there and tell you 100 different songs, but they put out some good stuff. But let's go a little bit more local. We got some more locals coming in. Ooh. We got Out of My Head. We know the Sack of Sin Boys, Out of My Head. They put out their EP, Sick Nasty. Remember we talked about them?
Yeah.
They're full. It's good, man. It's fucking metal. As metal as can be. They know what they're doing, man. They're doing well. Also, another Sack of Sin guy, Bobby Roberts, the singer from Cardboard Dreamhouse.
Okay.
He's got another solo single out called I Believe.
I Believe. So,
came out 2 days ago. Definitely check that out. Other than that, you know, a lot of re-releases. Olivia Rodrigo put out Guts Spilled. It's a... I don't know what the difference is between
Guts and Guts Spilled.
Guts and Guts Spilled, but I haven't released it. I mean, I love Olivia Rodrigo. She's got some fucking jams, believe it or not.
I do believe it. We've talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. She's...
Well, it wasn't that her original like area of interest was like metal.
No, that was the other Disney chick. no, because she was Disney too. Olivia Rodrigo used to be on Jake Paul.
Oh my God.
Of all places.
Who's fighting? Jake Paul, who's fighting Mike Tyson?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you
see that picture I sent you that Nintendo prepared us for this?
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson yes. Joe Glass.
Dude, I've seen those training things with Mike Tyson. He is going to get his fucking bell rung.
Who, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
Jake Paul. Yeah. Tyson fucking, he still is an animal. So anyway, I digress. Yeah, but there's new stuff on that. Lenny Kravitz has got another song, Human. Fucking. The Kravitz, man. He's good.
Yeah.
I love any of his stuff. The last single he put out, TK421, that was really good. the receding hairline is gone. It left years ago. Oh, Phil Collins?
Phil Collins.
Oh, dude, I mean, seriously, talking about wheeling somebody out in a wheelchair.
Oh, I know. His son plays the drums, and he just, they wheel him out in a wheelchair, and he sings the songs.
It's so sad. I mean, you got to just...
He's got to pay his medical bills.
Seriously, just fucking let it go. It's like Neil Young. He's fucking... Back on Spotify, we talked about last week. Last week's rant. Oh God, I don't see any of his shit up here. But anyway, other than that,
I'll stand for an issue as long as my paycheck, my pocketbook holds out.
Yeah, we got another rocker by the Dizzy Parker's got another song, The Real World. He's been putting out some singles, man. He's been rocking it. We love the Diz. So definitely check that out. It's gonna be on the playlist. Daughtry's got a new song. Sure.
What?
And other than that, the last one I saw was...
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, what is this?
Oh, shit.
Huh? This is whack. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
I thought you were dead.
Two things. First of all, apparently Howard Jones has got new music out.
You know who else has new music out?
Who's that?
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, talk about friggin' I thought he was dead.
I did think he was dead.
He's still, I mean, he's fucking preserved, man. He's like fucking Keith Richards. Yeah, apparently, but it looks like it's just remakes of, that's another thing. And the last one was Black Sabbath. That was the one I was at. They started, there was that period that most people, let's talk about singers from Black Sabbath, right? We have Ozzy. Dio. Ian Gillan did that one album, which Born Again, I will fucking fight till the day is long. Even Shag will get in on me. That album is awesome.
Yeah.
But then there was a period where there was just, I don't know. He was still doing Black Sabbath. But they had the singer, Tony Martin. They put out a couple albums.
Wait.
Tony Martin.
Like the Brat Pack? The Rat Pack born Tony Martin?
No, not him. He's, but he. This was like the weird... weird late 80s, early 90s Black Sabbath that nobody listened to. Well, apparently they're putting out their shit.
Just sounds like Tony Martin. Be a lounge singer.
Yeah, Headless Cross is one of them, which if you listen to, and I, you know, the music community is like, when are they putting out the Tony Martin era, the Tony Martin era? I'm like, who the fuck listened to the Tony Martin era?
See, you know what's funny? Ozzy is probably the most recognized and best known singer for Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that Dio is probably the best singer for Black Sabbath.
Yes. Ozzy, I mean, you can't deny Ozzy Sabbath is classic. Oh, yeah. I mean, they invented the shit, right? Dio took them to another level.
Yep.
It's kind of like the Van Halen and the Van Hagar and shit. Like,
yeah.
New guy came in. Like, I was talking, Manal and I, for some reason, were chatting about AC/DC. And she's like, I don't like AC/DC. I'm like, I fucking love AC/DC.
Yeah.
I love Bon Scott era AC/DC. Brian Johnson, I'm kind of like, okay. But still, I mean, you can't deny Brian Johnson either. Tony Martin is not in the fucking talk.
Nope.
And you listen to it, there's a lot of teased hair. It's very interesting. I think I might put Headless Cross in there. Because there are fucking metalheads. Sea of Tranquility, our boys, we met at the Toy Fair. They talk about Tony Martin era.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I wasn't listening to that shit.
No.
I think I got one album that... he did, and it just had Tony on it, and I'm like, where's Geezer? Where the hell's where's Bill Ward? It's just Tony? Why don't you just call it the Tony Iommi Experience? Jeez. But that's about it, guys. That's it on the music.
So, all right.
So we did it, man. My voice is starting to go, it seems like. I've been chatting like a little bitch.
Yeah. Can't shut you up, motherfucker.
You can't shut me up, man. That's all I do for a living. But anyway, yeah, so next week is Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So don't expect
I won't even be in the state.
You will be away.
I'm visiting my mom.
I was invited to celebrate my 6 year, get my 6 year chip.
Oh.
Which I might double dip the chip.
Oh.
Because chip double guns, cocksucker.
Oh, shit.
I was going to go back to my home group on Tuesday. Because I was like, and they, one of the guys from the old Sunday group is like, you should celebrate because nobody's celebrating this month.
Tuesday the 2nd or this Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
Oh, send me the deets. Maybe I'll come if you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the home group one. But then my guy my old home group on Sunday was like, dude, are you celebrating this month? Because like nobody's celebrating in the group. I'm like, I'll double dip. I don't give a shit. But if we're not, it's Easter Sunday though. I didn't even think about that. So you'll be away. But Tuesday... I will be picking up my chip.
Nice.
Because I need to get back. Don't worry, everybody. I'm fucking sober as a judge. But, you know, it's kind of like going to the gym. If you don't go to the gym after a while, you start to get lazy. Next thing you know, you're just like...
You start to look like fucking Conor McGregor. Skipping leg day.
Yeah. The juice is loose, baby.